president in 2012, but didn't really say she was running. In the meantime, her nemesis, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski, declares victory in Alaska. So Joe Miller, step aside, the Tea Party favorite who ended up winning the primary, was beaten by Murkowski thanks to all the write-in votes. She's the first one to do it in 50 years. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. We are broadcasting live from Biloxi. Biloxi, according to the 2000 census information, the population over 50,000, but after Katrina and some other events that happened, the population went in a different direction. Now they estimate that it's closer to probably 43,000 and counting. The big news for Biloxi, and always has been, the beaches, the shrimp, and the casinos. The beachfront of Biloxi lies directly on the Mississippi Sound, and that's with barrier islands pretty much scattered off the coast and into the Gulf of Mexico. Flying into Mississippi to do the show, I noticed a couple of different planes and realized that Kessler Air Force Base is within a stone's throw from the city and is home to the 81st Training Wing and the 403rd Wing of the U.S. Air Force Reserve. So a shout out once again to all of our troops, including those in Biloxi. We'll be broadcasting from Biloxi for the next couple of days, talking about what has happened in light of the oil spill that went on and on, as you all know, from April through the summer, and how they've attempted to bounce back from that and let people know that it's okay to come back and enjoy the beaches, enjoy a lot of the tourist things that they have to do in the area. Of course, now you're getting into the winter time. The next big thing that they would do would be their version of the Christmas holidays. They do a Christmas lights parade and pageant deal that's pretty big, and over the years a lot of people have been drawn to it, but will it drop off in light of the things that have happened? We'll be talking to the governor of Mississippi and some other folks about life in these parts. We thought it would be interesting to take the show on the road, and we got the opportunity to join some other people in talk radio and get a real feel for the culture, the folks, and how they've been hit pretty hard by a hurricane and an oil spill. Right from the get-go, though, let's fill you in on a couple of quick things. Everybody's talking about the pat-downs, and what's going on at the airports. Just for the record, John Pistol, who heads up the TSA, is saying we're not changing our policies, so pretty much live with it. There are no religious excuses, and nothing will be accepted. You have a choice. If you get to the airport and you have a body scanner or the enhanced pat-downs, you can pick either one. But if you don't want to do that, then you are welcome to leave the airport, pretty much is what he said as he talked to lawmakers on the Hill earlier in the day on Wednesday. Speaking of what's going on at the Capitol in the Beltway, getting ready, of course, for the new folks to come in January. There still are some familiar faces around, including the soon-to-be former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who talked about Republicans and unemployment and the message. Take a listen.
We extend a hand of friendship to the Republicans. We look forward to hearing their ideas on job creation and deficit reduction. 9.5% unemployment is a very tough screen to get through with any other message. The message we receive... The message we receive from the American people is that they want a job. They want jobs.
Yeah, and that's it in a nutshell. Nance, not for nothing, but everybody's been saying that for a while. So jobs, 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 that's what it's all about. People are doing everything they can just to stay in the jobs they have. and then others are desperately looking for those jobs. You have unemployment that I think is really over 10%. We know how bad it is in parts of Nevada and certainly in California and other pockets across the United States. You might be living in one of them right now. Congressman Heath Shuler talked about the idea that you have to communicate and there has to be some sanity here in what we're doing in the Capitol.
We've seen all the polls, the latest data that has come out, and we have to be able to communicate to the American people in order to win back the election in 2012. It wasn't about our winning or losing this race, about truly making a difference within our caucus, to ensure that the moderates are heard within the caucus.
All right, the Democrat from North Carolina, you heard him saying it's about being sure that we're heard, that the people were heard, and, you know, really he's referring to the next, obviously, the next presidential election. And it's interesting because Sarah Palin made Barbara Walters' top most interesting people. She does a top 10 list, and a lot of people watch it, and that comes out in December. So the prep work for it leaks out. And she was interviewed and said, I believe that I could beat Obama. Now, she hasn't said that she's definitely going to run for president, but when she was pressed by Babs, she felt compelled to say, I can beat this guy. And it's an interesting question, and we've talked about it before. The presidency, is the presidency a popularity contest? Is it really, truly about the brightest person in the room? Is it about the best leader? And what are the things that you really want to see in a president these days? What is it that we need in a president? You can feel the frustration. And it's Nancy Pelosi said it with the jobs. It is about the jobs. If the economy is sagging, if people are struggling and they can't meet their mortgage payments and they live in this constant fear of not having a job or having to work three jobs. A lot of single parents out there, a lot of single mothers out there, and we know what some of those situations can lead to. So 2012 is going to be about the economy, stupid. It's that simple. Already we're almost into 2011. The prep work is beginning for the current president who wants to run again for re-election like the previous two presidents have done and won. That's why David Axelrod, one of his right-hand men, is leaving the White House in the next couple of months to focus on that re-election campaign. Because just as Shuler said, there is going to be a real tug of war in 2012 for the Democrats. There's no question about it. I hope you got the message loud and clear. We posted it all over the website. The next two Wednesdays we are doing Nail the Score. We had to move it because we were on the road in Mississippi, so we moved it to Wednesday. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Can't wait to see what the game of the week is going to be. And then next Wednesday we will also have a special Thanksgiving edition of Nail the Score. You know the drill. We have some fabulous prizes to give away. Once the computer picks the game of the week, you call in, tell us who you think is going to win and what you think the final score of the game will be. So it's not just about those bragging rights. It's about the great prizes as well. Let me give out the number, 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
Do you have pain from a soft tissue injury? Would you like to alleviate that pain in 10 minutes? Science has now figured out how to put healing sound frequencies into a kaolin clay and polymer gel. Once applied to the area of pain, frequency signals are transmitted to the area of injury that activates the release of prostaglandin hormones. Your body's own prostaglandin hormones eliminate inflammation and the pain that it is causing. The result is the elimination of pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. We have thermography pictures to prove its effectiveness. The only alternatives on the market are topical cooling agents that for many are poor performers, often smell bad, may be oily, and do not activate the body's innate response system. If you'd like a superior alternative to alleviating soft tissue trauma pain in as little as 10 minutes, please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit KnockoutPainCream.com. That's KnockoutPainCream.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Who knows what the game of the week will be? Week 11 in the NFL. Time flies. Yeah, I hate to use a tired old cliche, but my mind is still back at training camp, and here we are. Wow. Talking about yet another weekend in the NFL, and a jam-packed weekend at that. Some interesting matchups, I think, on the board, including the Packers and the Vikings. And I think it's interesting because of what's happened to the Vikings with Brad Childress as the beleaguered coach, the storyline of Brett Favre being really done. And to me, that would have been a really, in the beginning of the year, that really could have been a big showdown game. Now it's the Vikings hosting the Packers, really trying to come away with a big win. A lot of people have their eyes on the Steelers hosting the Raiders, the lowly Panthers. Who cares about the Panthers? But the Ravens have been incredible. They should pick up their seventh win. Let's hope it's not that game. And then a couple of the others on the board that might be interesting, the Seahawks and the Saints. The Saints are hosting Seattle, and the Saints are looking for their seventh win. The Seahawks on the road, they're 2-3 away, and they're looking for their sixth win. The Buccaneers have really been rolling. The Buccaneers looking for their seventh win. They're on the road, though, in San Francisco, taking on the who knows what you're going to see out of us 49ers, because that's really what their year has been like. A lot of people will have their eyes on the Colts and the Patriots. That's a late afternoon game. Tom Brady is rolling. The Patriots are 7-2, 4-0, perfect at home, and the Colts will be looking for a big pickup away. Always interesting when those two teams tangle. The Broncos have been a strange team this year, but so have the Chargers, and that's your Monday night football game. Don't know what it's going to be. And even for that matter, as we have moved Nail the Score to a day earlier, you know, there is a Thursday night football game. How many people like Thursday night football? The Bears are 6-3. They're going into fish territory. They take on the Dolphins, who are looking to pick up their sixth win on the season, and that's the same kind of a game. What are you going to see out of Cutler? On the year, he's got 12 touchdowns, not a lot of yards necessarily for the 12, although his quarterback rating is pretty decent, just shy of 2,000 yards, and Miami is favored in this one, but barely by one, favored by one. All right, this is the part where I don't preview what the games could be. This is where we let you know what the game will be, as thanks to Donovan Madsen, who has now rolled out the supercomputer. He's going to let it fly, and we'll tell you in a sec. The computer has spoken, and the game of the week. Finally, my Eagles are a part of the game of the week. They're hosting the New York Giants. It is the Sunday night game. You can bet I'll be glued to this one on NBC. The Eagles are looking for their seventh win, but so are the Giants. This is a true fight 'em out game for both of these teams. The Giants, after being thrashed in the first half of that game against the lowly Dallas Cowboys, hoping to bounce back just by going down the turnpike and meeting the Philadelphia Eagles. This has become a real rivalry. Part of the story is Michael Vick. Wow, Vick has emerged as truly the hero in Philadelphia for what he's been able to do. And people forget about the incident with the dog fighting and serving the time. I shouldn't say they forget, but all of the stories about Vic and what happened with the dogs has gone away, at least in the city of brotherly love, as they like Michael Vick. Here's what Vic had to say about the upcoming game.
We just, you know, realized we had to go on to the next one. And you can enjoy the win for a day or two, but after that, you know, you got to refocus and you got to understand what's most important, and that's the next game. I had success in Atlanta, and, you know, I was fairly young, but, you know, just now, it's just like I've been there before. And, you know, success doesn't come overnight. You know, you got to, once you achieve it, then you got to continue to, you know, to work hard and, you know, to attain it. And, you know, you just have to, you know, understand what's gotten you to this point and never lose sight of you know, how hard you have to work.
All right, so nail the score, the Wednesday edition. Here we go. Eagles hosting the Giants. You can be a part of this, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, like Dave in Vermont. If you can't get to the phone or you'd rather email the score, you can do that till the top of the hour, americatonight.net. My guess is this. I'm going to go with the Eagles, of course, my team, and I'm going to say that the Eagles win this one by a score of 35 to 21. It's going to be another solid game for Michael Vick, and the crowd's going to go crazy. They're going to eat it up. Dan in Texas, wow, you have the honors. Hello.
Hi. I think Vick is going to do great. I want 35 to 27.
Ooh, that's a good one. I almost went with the 27 too. So you like the Eagles as well? I think it's going to be a tough day for the Giants. We saw what happened against the Cowboys, but throw that out. I still think they're going to have some problems in the matchups.
Okay, this guy goes and asks this guy, "Hey, have you got a dollar or two you can lend me?" He says, "Oh, dude, I'm not going to give you any money. You'll just spend it for alcohol." He says, "Oh no," he says, "I've got money for alcohol. I just need something to eat."
I'm going to steal that one from you and claim it as my own. Thanks.
Be my guest. Be my guest. Okay, sweetheart, I'll let you go.
All right. Good luck on Nail the Score. Let's go to William in Texas. Hey, William.
Hello.
William, what do you think is going to happen in this game? Who do you like, the Eagles or the Giants, and what's the score going to be?
I happen to be an Eagle fan.
Woohoo! We're playing on the same team. What do you think?
I think it's going to be 28 to 21.
All right. Duly noted, William. You are locked and loaded. Have fun watching that game. I'll be thinking of all of you guys, but especially you since you're an Eagles fan. Thanks.
No problem.
Let's go to Tom in Kentucky. Hey, Tom.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm going to take the Eagles because Michael Vick is for real.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to say 27-14.
27, what was the last part?
14.
Ooh, 27-14, Eagles.
Yeah, the Giants were terrible last week.
Oh, they were. And I think that the Eagles have found a rhythm despite Andy Reid. I'm not a big Andy Reid fan with some of his inconsistent play calling. But I think that they found, like I said, a rhythm, and it's working for them, and it's going to be in front of the home crowd at the link. So I like the Eagles. We're on the same side of this one. Thanks. All of you can certainly participate by calling or sending us the email at americatonight.net. Rick in Illinois, you have the pleasure. Hey, Rick.
How you doing, Katie?
Good.
How's everything in Biloxi?
Pretty good. I just have to stay away from the craps tables.
Oh, where you at?
We're up in one of the casinos, the Bow.
Oh, the Bow Ridge?
Yeah, Revage, yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty nice. That's for the high rollers.
Somebody told me that.
Yeah.
Somebody said it was for the high rollers, yeah.
You've been in them stores in there?
I have. Yeah,
yeah.
You have to have a Brinks truck with you to pay for whatever it is you're going to get.
Yeah, I walked to one of those men's stores, and the first thing I seen a shirt was $125. I just turned around, went out the door.
Yep. Exactly.
Did you get to eat at Mary Mahoney yet?
We're all going there. All the talk show hosts are going there tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a good place to eat.
Yep, thanks for the advice. That's great. What do you think happened?
Yeah. I got Eagles 31, Giants 17.
Ooh, all right. My Eagles. It probably kills you to pick the Eagles.
Yeah. Well, wait till they get the Bears get hold of them, then I'd be all for them.
Thanks, Rick.
Okay, take care.
All right, you have a good one. It's funny that we are at the Beau Rivage, and what did I know about the casinos down here? But as Rick said, I guess it's known for people, a lot of high rollers flying in from all over the place. And it seemed like to me that there were plenty of people to go around in the casino. Nothing like Vegas, of course, but that's not what the Gulf Coast is about. So I can't wait till we talk to the mayor down here, frankly, and the governor, too. More Nail the Score coming up next.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Okay, I want to address the skeptics listening to talk radio. You hear multiple commercials on products that make you feel better and help you lose weight, but you don't believe it. Companies come and go. Well, people, I understand. You really are desiring a product that works, but you're tired of getting burned with substandard quality, gimmicks, and 3 to 6 month get involved contracts. Life Change Tea is different. I speak for Life Change Tea because I lost 25 pounds, lowered my blood pressure and blood sugar levels. I sleep well at night knowing Life Change Tea customers are receiving a real product that works, customer service, and customer satisfaction. So here's my spiel. Test us, try us, and receive results. And if you don't try us, that's okay. And if you do, you'll be a happy tea customer getting healthy. So order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. In my opinion, you won't be sorry.
We're doing a little nailing of the score on the road in the Gulf Coast of Mississippi. Here's the number, 800-259-5791. The Giants have lost four straight games to the Philadelphia Eagles. I think you're going to make it five. This season is a loss, at least in this meeting, for the Giants. And it is a huge rivalry now in the NFC East. So first place is on the line on Sunday night. I love that Sunday night game. It's a big game for Michael Vick because everybody's been singing his praises, especially the past week. If you turn on ESPN and you listen to Jaws or any of the guys there or listen to Fox, really Michael Vick has been the lead story, or at least one of the big stories. He leads all players with a 115.1 passer rating. And what a performance in that rout against the Redskins on Monday night. Remember the score in that one? 59-28. Craziest game because Donovan McNabb was signed to a contract before the game. And what a tough game it was for him. This is the Donovan McNabb that a lot of the Eagles fans sadly got to know at the tail end of his tenure with the team, and now they're seeing in Redskin land. So the Giants, by the way, have the top-rated defense in the NFL. Didn't look so great against Dallas, but you can't just completely throw that out the window and discount it. That's why I thought that the Eagles would win it, but it would be a score of 35-21. Dan in Texas said 35-27, so he was given that defense a little bit of credit too, although 35 is, I don't know if you could say you're giving the defense credit. I think you might see the takeaways and maybe a few mistakes here and there that'll be costly, but it has the makings of a really, really potentially great game. And especially on Sunday night, man, we love these Sunday night games. I don't know about the rest of you, but Sunday night is just the perfect time to chill after watching a bunch of football. All right, quickly, let's rifle through some more. Trey is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Trey, how are you?
Hey, Kate, how you doing?
Hey, Zenyatta is going to retire, of course, and in Kentucky.
Yeah, that's, oh, man, another one to add to the bunch, I guess, but we'll welcome her. It's all good.
Of course. Why wouldn't you want to? Why wouldn't you want to retire and hang out in Kentucky?
Really, I was worried you would go to Pennsylvania or Louisiana, but glad we're getting it.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, you enjoying the big city down there? Don't get lost on that road.
You're scaring me. Don't get lost on that road.
You'll end up somewhere in South Louisiana and we'll never hear from you again.
It's funny. Somebody said something similar to me, so now that's two. I think I'll make sure that I don't end up on that road.
Yeah. Go east. Just keep going east.
Go east. You got it. I'm listening to you, Trey. What do you think? Who do you think wins this one, the Eagles?
Eagles definitely. I'm going to go with 31-24.
31-24. Sir, you are locked and loaded. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. You have a good weekend. Robbie is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, how are you, Kate?
Good. How about you?
Good. I am picking the Eagles 34-20.
Okay, 34-20. Robbie, there's like a pattern here. Nobody's picking the Giants.
Nah, I don't see it. Vic got me 58 points last week in my fantasy football league, so I can't go against that.
Oh, good for you. He may win that league for you. Who's your backup?
Backup is, actually, it's funny. Eli Manning's my backup.
Yeah, what'd you do? How'd you get Vic and Eli? That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, I had Eli on in the lottery, and then Vic, no one picked him up, so I got him when he started, so it actually worked out.
Yeah, there you go. All right, good luck to you.
All right, thanks.
Let's go to Joe in Kentucky. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Kay, how you doing?
Good. What do you think, buddy? What happens here?
Well, I think I'm going to go against my better judgment. I'm going to take Philadelphia 28-20.
I like that. My better judgment. 28-2. You are not an Eagles fan, I can tell.
No, not hardly.
All right, you may be the winner. Then you win all these prizes. You're going to have to come pick them up because we'll never be able to get them to you. The closet is bursting. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Well, I should support my fellow dog hater Vic, but I don't think that dog's gonna hunt. He don't like cold weather that much. I'm saying 21-20, Eli's coming.
Oh, you would be the lone wolf that picks G-Men. Only you,
okay.
Tomas. Only you, brother. Thank you. Let's move on to Dr. E in Kentucky. Hey, Dr. E.
Hello.
Hey, Dr. E. What's up, man?
Hey, good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning to you.
Oh, okay. I told you that Dallas come win that game last weekend.
And you were right.
Yeah, I figured Eli was ready to fold it up, and Jason Garrett's got Dallas playing good football.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I'm going to go with you, Phillies. 30-21.
All right, 30-21. Another Eagle fan, at least for this week. Thanks, Dr. E.
Thank you, ma'am.
MJ in Kentucky. Hello, MJ.
Hello. I'm taking the Eagles, 28, and the Giants, 17.
Ooh, 28-17. MJ, have you called us before?
No, I listen all the time, but I've not called.
I'm glad that you called. Keep calling. You have to listen to Nail the Score. Thank you for giving us a jingle. You are in the books. You may be the winner. That's what happens. The first-timers win. It's that beginner's luck. You never know. It's the magic of that. They say that anyway, and they used to say that all the time in Vegas. Susan is listening to us in Kansas. Hey, Susan.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. It snowed today here a little bit.
You're kidding. How much snow did you get?
Not. It's just a little tiny cover and big, huge flakes, but it was great.
Wow. Good for you. I like it when it's like that. That's good, the big flakes where you can really see them. That's nice.
Yeah, it was kind of neat. It was a surprise. Okay, cool. I'm gonna go with Eagles 29, Giants 17.
29-17.
Yeah.
Susan, we're on the same team. Good pick. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Go Eagles. Well, I know where all of you are going to be on Sunday. At some point, even if you don't want to watch the game, you're at least going to take a peek at it, right? Rick in Kentucky. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. You sound pretty good. Are you happy?
I'm driving through a fog bank right now, but other than that, I'm doing fine.
Ooh, be careful. I hate that. That's my least favorite thing to drive in. Ugh.
I'm going to go against the grain on this one. I've got to go with old Eli there. I think they're going to rebound and have better defense this week. So
We'll
say 34-31. I think it's going to be really close.
Ooh, 34-31. I hope you're right. I hope it's a close game. I'm tired of blowouts. I don't like watching the blowouts.
Oh, yeah.
It's boring. Thanks. We got you. Going against the grain, definitely. Be careful out there. Anybody listening, by the way, in Kentucky, be careful now that we know there's thick fog. Ugh, the worst. I can tell you some terrible stories. I used to live in a place called Morrow Bay, and it was a beautiful place to live. But half the time when you looked out the window, you couldn't see anything because the fog was so thick. And then trying to get out of there, wow. Richard in Kentucky, you have the floor. Hey, Richard.
Hey, Katie. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm going to go, I think, 23-21 Philly.
23-21 Philly. All right. If your prediction comes true, you not only get the bragging rights and you win all the prizes, but that means my Eagles are in first place in the NFC East.
Looking forward to it.
Excellent. Thanks, Richard.
You're welcome.
I like that. That was a good answer, too. Danny in Illinois, you're on the stage, brother. What do you think?
I'll say Philadelphia 35-28
Philly. We got you. Thanks, man.
Mwah.
Okay. Danny in Illinois has spoken. 35-28, the Eagles. Now, I have a feeling most of you that are calling and picking the Eagles are not Eagles fans, just for the moment you are. Big Jim in Kentucky. What's happening, Big Jim?
Hey, Kate, I'm driving home in this thick fog out here.
Well, be careful. You know what? You're not supposed to use your brights in the fog, right?
Yeah.
Okay, be careful. What do you think? Do you like the Eagles?
I'm going to go with
24. 24-21. Eagles?
Giants.
Oh, you're killing me, Big Jim.
No, after that slacking they got last week, you know they got to come back.
Oh, all right. I hope your prediction is wrong. I can't go there with you.
Okay.
But be careful.
Have a nice night.
All right, you too. Drive slowly. Be careful. Somebody starts to haul it on that road where all of you are, and that would not be good. With the fog, that's what you got to do. You got to man up and drive slower, even if you like to usually hit the lead, because I know what that's like. I know what that blanket of fog could be like. It is treacherous, man. Okay, the number's 800-259-5791, or email us your guests till the top of the hour, americatonight.net. Meet you in a few.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise
raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Get past the beef, get past the shit, man. Get on time, get on time, get on. I want to get on your good with you.
So Jake sent me this email, and he said, finally, we have an Eagles game. Kate, I've been waiting all season. Why are you shying away from Philadelphia? Go, Eagles, go. Obviously, originally from Philly. He said Philadelphia is going to win this game 48-17. Wow, 48-17. That, I will be asleep, even if it's my team. I will nod off during that game, so I hope it's a little bit closer than that. What do you say, America? 800-259-5791, or you can shoot us an email at americatonight.net. Let's take one from Clifford in Missouri. Hey, Clifford.
Good morning, Kate. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you doing?
Just fine. Let me have, I think it's 35, Giants 35-28.
Okay, 30. Let me make sure no one has it because it sounds familiar. Giants, you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right, because somebody has the Eagles at that. All right, Clifford, you own the score.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. So, look, we have three Giant guesses. Tomas in Michigan. We've got Big Jim in Kentucky. And now, also going against the grain, Clifford in Missouri. Oh, shame on you guys. All right, let's move to Chris in Connecticut. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Kay. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Philadelphia, 27-17.
Let me make sure that no one has that. It's such a familiar score, 27-17. No, you have it, 27. Because Susan called in, but I think she said 29-17 is what I have, and you're saying 27-17. So you got it, Chris.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice night.
Hey, thank you. You too, in Connecticut. Julia in Kentucky. Hey, Julia, you have the floor.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I guess I get to finally pick your team. You know, I'm
Eagles.
A huge Steelers fan. I'm
you,
a huge
so
Steelers fan, so this doesn't have anything to do with my team. I'm one that loves to live on positive attitude. And I think Philadelphia can carry all over this coming week and run with a good attitude, a can-do attitude.
Uh-huh.
And I'm gonna say 37-27.
37-27.
Because Eli Manning's going to give it a shot.
He is going to give it a shot. I don't think it's going to be. I don't think he's going to roll over. I agree with you. But it's a question of how close and, you know, how tight they play and whatnot. But 37-27, you got a 10-point spread there. Like it, Julia. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Be careful if you're out there driving. She didn't sound like she was driving, though. Tom in Kansas. Hello.
Hi, Kate. Hello.
Hello. What do you think? Philly? Are you liking Philly or are you liking the big blue?
Well, I thought about this quite a bit. I got to go with the men in green. And it'll be 30 to 27.
30-27. Wow. 30-27. Dr. E said 30-21. You own that score. Tom. Thanks.
That's pretty good for calling in late, huh?
It is, because that's a pretty good score guess. So I thought maybe someone had it, but no, we've got it. You own it. You're locked and loaded, and good luck.
Hey, have a great weekend.
Hey, you too. 800-259-5791, in case somebody wants to straggle in. We have a few minutes left that we can get you in. 800-259-5791. And I think I said this, but let me emphasize it. This is a big game. They will, trust me, Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth will play this up for all it's worth, because for the NFC East, this is more than bragging rights. This is to take the lead in the NFC East, and the Giants have the best defense, even though it looked terrible in the first half of that game against the Dallas Cowboys, where John Kitna was able to throw three touchdowns and Dallas ended up with 427 yards, blah, blah, blah. But the Giants do have a solid defense, and I think they'll go to Philadelphia certainly ready to play, but Michael Vick couldn't have asked for better things to align for him. I mean, the Eagles, for goodness sake, are averaging 400 yards a game. That's second in the NFC to New York, no less. And, of course, Manning is tied for the league lead with touchdowns. He's got 19. And the guy you have to really worry about is their stud receiver, their star receiver, Akeem Nicks, who's got nine touchdown catches. So this could end up being the premier game of the week. It could end up being the best game, besides if you look at the Patriots-Colts game, because I think that's going to be a close game too. But we'll see. Do have a lot of emails. I'm going to rifle through some of them here. You still can send me an email, by the way, at americatonight.net, or you can try to get in the last couple of minutes here. Not much time, but 800-259-5791. Here's one from Gail listening to us in Texas. Gail says, "Hey Kate, I've been waiting to get in on Nail the Score. Finally, I had some time to shoot you an email. I tried to go on the phones, but they were clogged up. So my guess is your Eagles. I'm picking the boys in green just for you. I don't know anything about football. I think the Eagles win this, and I think the final score is 45-21. Here's another one from Little John. How funny. We had a big Jim and Little John. Little John says, "Hey, America, tonight, Nail the Score. I tried, but I couldn't get through to your studio line, so I decided I would wing it on the Internet. Here's my guess. I have to go against everybody and say I think the Giants win this. I do not believe that Eli Manning is just going to go away quietly. So I think that the Giants win it, and I think the final score is 30-14. 30-14. Wow. So that would mean that the Eagles would have lots of mistakes, and the Giants would just be clicking on all cylinders. And the Eagles defense wouldn't be anywhere in the house. And this is their, of course, a home game for them. Doesn't mean it can't happen. It's like that old cliche, that sports cliche that then was turned into a movie. On any given Sunday, that's, I mean, we all know. It's like when we talk about the horses, and the horse can be good. It's like Zenyatta, who just missed with a chance to be the perfect 20 in the Breeders' Cup, 20 in you know, her career as a six-year-old, but just missed by such a small margin. There's no way to know. I mean, that particular day, a horse might not run. Something happens out of the gate, weird, whatever. It's the same thing with humans and with football. We can predict and analyze as much as we want, but we see it week in and week out when we look at the scoreboard. There's nothing better to me than sitting back and watching, because I like Fox, so I just happen to like that crew, Kurt Menefee and the rest of the guys on the set, and is watching when they go back and forth in those games. And the thing that I watch is that ticker. And you start to see it, and you'll think, wow, did I just see that score? You got to be kidding me. Either it's some ridiculously low score or some complete blowout that you weren't expecting. And that's, I think that's the biggest kick I get out of Football Sunday, is when they go through and you go back to the game you're watching, and then you see some unbelievable score that's happened. Something crazy must have gone on, because you can't believe that, you know, that the Steelers collapsed that way or whatever team it is. Usually what happens is I try to sneak in a couple of minutes on the internet so I can figure out what happened in the game and get more on it, because when they do those game breaks, they're so short. They'll just tell you, oh, the breakaway or return or whatever it is, and then the score, and you really haven't obviously been watching the game, so you don't know what happened there. I do know that I think my Philadelphia Eagles will take over the NFC East, and for fun, I threw out this stat the last time, or I'm going to throw out this stat, the last time the Eagles beat the Giants five straight times was 1990-92. Eli Manning said, when he was asked by a reporter in New York about beating Philly, he said, when you play Philly, you have to play perfect. Everybody has to be on the same page. Everybody has to see things the same way. Good luck to everybody who called to play Nail the Score. Thanks so much to Donovan Madsen for his fine work on America Tonight. And we are broadcasting live from Mississippi. Check us out on AmericaTonight.net.